This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Slacker and Steve.
There's a weird survey that we need to talk about, but more importantly, it's going to get ugly in this room.
Brutal.
It already has gotten ugly in this room. I'll explain how it gets ugly. I'm going to play a little thing here real quick. Listen to this.
I think platinum is a perfect bitch color.
Okay, so that's Amber saying,
oh my gosh,
I think
you
platinum
is a basic B color.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just making everyone mad right now.
I'm sitting here looking at my non-gold ring, because we're talking about, there's a survey out about, you know, one in three women think their partner's the one, and you guys are encouraging me to call my wife to figure out if that's if that's true or not, which I'm not down with it, but it gets into, like, buying the engagement ring.
Yeah, how hugely important this is.
And Amber went off on a rant.
Okay. No more.
Basically took
everyone
in the room out who just, is married.
Just made everyone mad.
Yep.
And so it sounded a little like
no
this.
More, no
I
more.
Think platinum is a basic bitch.
Hold on, did you just call me a basic bitch?
Yeah.
You're different because you got black diamonds, so at least there's a little uniqueness, but I'm sorry, if you have a platinum ring with a double halo, ew, sorry, I don't know.
Because everybody has
but I'm
that
assuming
ring is so cool. That, wait, what's the double halo?
Everybody has
that.
What,
is that
the
like,
one where it's held together, it's not held
it's
together?
Two of the little circles of little diamonds
yep, I
around
hate
the main
those.
Diamond.
Yep.
I'm not really a fan of a halo, but a double halo? Uh-uh. No.
What cut?
Why is your head moving like that? What are you doing?
Because that is gross. That is trash.
Do you understand that, like, it's cyclical? Cyclical. Did you just look up double halo to see if it was Angie's ring?
I don't know.
You did! Angie's got a double halo!
I don't know. I don't know.
T-Mac is going down!
I have a picture of her ring. Is
Angie
that,
has great taste.
Is that double halo?
Yeah.
Oh,
no!
Oh! Best day ever!
It's yellow gold, though. It's yellow
it's
gold.
Yellow
color Amber is. Oh! That's so good.
Sorry.
Oh, so good. So good.
When did you get it for? What year?
2015.
Makes sense. It makes sense.
I can't take it. Oh, because I saw him getting his phone out, and then he, like, shoved it back in his pocket, and I'm like, oh, no.
I shouldn't have gone so aggressively
no, it's fine.
Without
I don't,
knowing.
I don't care. It's fine. I don't.
That's what she wanted, though. She did good.
Yeah.
Thank
she,
God
yeah.
It's not platinum.
So
I was a little too passionate about all those things. I don't really feel that strongly.
If you're listening right now and you have either A, a platinum ring, or worse, a platinum ring with a double halo like my wife has.
Interesting.
You might want to text in at 51059 and let Amber know what's what. Listen, you have your own. When did gold come back? That's what I don't.
It's
you
been
like gold?
Back.
If you, I know,
I
you,
know.
You don't want a ring. You don't like jewelry. You don't like.
I'm not a gold or rose gold or black gold. Or
if you were to wear a ring, what color would it be?
Oh, Black Hills gold for sure. I'm just kidding.
Does anybody know? Like, that's where you can get basic beat. Nothing's now. I'm taking Amber's space on this because there's some people living in my hood probably that are rocking the Black Hills gold. Is it three colors or two?
It's three, I believe.
Do you even know what it is? It's like, it looks like copper mixed with gold, mixed with some other like
weird metal,
purpley,
yeah.
Like some, it's the ugliest stuff on the planet.
Yikes.
But it's not as basic as.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
So explain what's your ring? How would somebody, if we wanted to marry you, how would somebody know? Cause that's what this whole topic got started. Like if I were to go in, the ring that my wife has is a big old diamond with like a ring of diamonds around it.
Which is a halo.
Yep.
Do you see the way she's speaking?
I'm just telling you what it's called.
A halo is round. Her diamond is square. So
the halo is the small diamonds that circle the main diamond.
Square. That square the main diamonds on this one. So it can't be a halo. That's all I'm saying. It's another word for it. It's an outline. It's a perimeter.
Those diamonds are not in a square.
They're kind of. They're more square. Did you see?
Okay, it doesn't matter. Either way, whatever diamonds surround the main diamond are called a halo. Unless there's only like two of them and then.
So then there's another of black diamonds around that.
Yeah.
What Amber did like about your wife's ring is that the center cut stone is raised. It's elevated.
It's very three-dimensional.
So there's something non-basic that makes about it
unique.
My wife's.
That made it unique.
So a lot of this story is saying that everyone wants a unique ring, and 44% of people want a halo. How many? How many rings do you see without a halo? Not that many.
But so what do you want? If I'm going to walk into a jewelry store, like,
what do I want personally?
Yes. And how would a guy know? Cause like Steve has asked this question. Have you gotten close to buying one ever?
Once with one of my ex-girlfriends, we were in the mall and she took me right to the jewelry store.
She walked you in.
Uh-huh.
So she was doing the hint thing.
Uh-huh.
Yikes.
And did she like point at stuff she liked?
I knew the case of where she was rings like, of the section.
Something from this general double halo titanium. Like,
okay, rings are very personal. Like, you have to try them on because one, like, round ring might not look good on my hand, but maybe, you know, a oval would. Like, everyone's hand looks differently. So,
have you tried rings on?
Yeah.
I find that, I don't mean to put you on the spot on this. I find that fast. I feel like you're like.
I mean, I had a collaboration with a jewelry store, we did a whole event and they have a whole thing like, try this on and see what you like. And like, so I did that for that reason. And then I went with my best friend to see what she wanted. And I was like, well, while we're here, let me slide that on. But if you want to know, go to my Pinterest board.
Well,
point my future fiance there.
That's literally what women do at this point.
Yes.
You just save a bunch of pictures.
Yes.
And it's yours is right now. Like
currently right now, I want a very thin, dainty gold band.
Okay. Gold, not white gold.
Not white gold, gold with an emerald cut diamond and then two tapered baguettes on the side.
With a baguette? Yeah.
I don't know what a baguette is.
They're just like the side diamonds. And they kind of taper down so it like shows off the middle stone, but it has a little sun. It's not solitaire.
I just want to ask you.
People have emerald.
Do we want to bog down 51059 with people hating on Amber
I'm
for calling them
so
a
sorry.
Basic
bee? I'm really sorry.
So should we just give out her phone number?
Slacker and Steve, weekday afternoons on Alice and anywhere, anytime on the radio.com app.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.